Blog Talk Radio. nothing to be. Nothing to be. You bigger. You bigger. Just got to see it. No matter what the doctors say. Sir, who reports you gonna believe? I'm gonna believe the word. But lie anyway. He's bigger than that. God is bigger than that. He's bigger than alcohol. He's bigger than drugs. And I don't care where you at. God can find you. You can be in the smallest hole and God will find you. You can be somewhere laying in the alley with needles all up your arm. He's bigger than that. He can find you. He's bigger than STD. He bigger than AIDS. He bigger. God bigger than that. All we have to do is believe what the word of God says. Put our belief in what the word says. Welcome to the word at noon. I am Lewis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are so happy to have each and every one of you all. I'm excited about the word of God, and I pray that you are as well. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Your word says in everything, give thanks. So we thank you, Father God, from the early rising, even to this present moment. Father God, we thank you for our going and our coming. We thank you, Father God, for we were closed in our right mind. With the mind to want to serve, with the mind that want to do, the mind to want to thank you. We're in our right mind. We thank you, Father God, for giving us the mind to want to find ourselves in your word. I thank you, Father God, that we are getting stronger day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, moment by moment. The devil is a lie. We're buying him up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, saying you have no parts here. At this particular time, you are released from this broadcast. We release you in back to the pits of hell or wherever you choose to go, but you can't stay here. We just know that we have the power, according to the word of God, that whatever we're bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So, Father God, we just bind up the enemy from the people that's on this. We do that right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Pray that Pastor Bill continue to strive in your word. Pray that she have a continue her journey wherever they're at. And we just thank you for them. We lift them before you. And we say, ministering angels, go with her. Make war against anybody or anything that comes up against her. Make war in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father God, we ask you these and all blessings in Christ's name and his face we pray. And everybody agreed with this prayer. They did say amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to ask in advance if Evangelist William, if she'd be so kind to get her messenger Bible out, if she can do that, if you're available to do that, and if you can. And if not, let me know. Hallelujah. But
yes,
if you
Pastor.
Can, I appreciate it.
Yes, Pastor, I can.
Okay, awesome. Also, I want to thank you and Pastor for picking up yesterday when we got kind of disconnected or whatever. But hey, to God be the glory. I just praise him. Whatever happened, I know it was for our good. That's all I can tell you. Maybe somebody need to hear something you guys said, because y'all were saying some powerful stuff yesterday, and I thank God for it. And anyone that don't know, you can always go and listen to the broadcast online. They're there for your convenience as well. Well, today we're going to get started, and we're going to do somewhat of a sidebar subject. Now, we're still talking about the devil. We're still talking about his power, his dominance. He's still a slanderer. He's still the prince of the air. He ain't gone nowhere. He's still that old serpent. And most of all, he is the God of this world. He is the prince and power of the air. And the Bible says he even is he can appear as an angel of light. An angel of light will bring you good stuff. So he can make it seem like it's real good. And at the end of the day, it's to destroy you. So today, the Lord had placed something in my spirit, and I don't know who this is for, but I know part of it is for me, that's for sure. And I pray that you catch some of this revelation that's going on. Our first scripture is going to be found in Job. Job, some people said Job, but in the book of Job, the first chapter and the sixth verse, and because he's active, he's very active. Don't think Satan went to sleep when you did.
Amen.
He did not go to sleep while you was napping over there. He was making plans for you. Trust me. But in the book of Job, the In the book of Job, the first chapter and the sixth verses. Job 1, verses 6, reads like this. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them.
Yes, Pastor. Job 1:6 in the Messenger Bible reads, one day when the angels came to report to God, Satan, who was the designated accuser, came along with them. Amen. Amen.
And I'm going to read the seventh verse. It says, and the Lord said, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it.
Amen. Seventh verse through. Yes, yeah, seventh verse. God singled out Satan and said, "What have you been up to?" Satan answered God, "Going here and there, checking things out on earth." Amen.
And what he's doing is he's accusing the brethren. Now, for those scholars, and I know we have some that listens and pay attention, we're going to go to Revelation 12. And maybe we'll read from 9 through 12. Revelation 12, 9 through 12. Because there was a time when Satan had access, direct access to God. And that's what he would do. But then he was bound. But now he's loosed again. And you all need to see this. Because I know some scholars would think, well, oh, that's over. No, brothers and sisters. The Bible is going to show you that woe to those that inhabit the earth. That's us. Okay? And you're going to see what's going on here. So in the ninth verse, the Bible says, and the dragon was cast out of that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and the strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God, our God, day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to them inhabit of the earth and the sea. And the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he know that he has but a short time. Amen.
Amen. Revelations 12, 9 through 12, Messenger Bible reads, the great dragon, ancient serpent, the one called devil and Satan, the one who led the whole earth astray, thrown out, and all his angels thrown out with him, thrown down to earth. Then I heard a strong voice out of heaven saying, salvation and power are established, kingdom of our God, authority of his Messiah. The accuser of our brothers and sisters thrown out, who accused them day and night before God. They defeated him through the blood of the Lamb and the bold words of their witness. They weren't in love with themselves. They were willing to die for Christ. So rejoice, O heaven, and all who live there, but doomed to earth and sea. For the devil's come down on you with both feet. He had a great fall. He's wild and raging with anger. He hasn't much time, and he knows it. Amen, amen.
And so here's the today. Here's the thought for today. Because the devil is an accuser, and because he accuses you of stuff, meaning that he tests you. So today I want to talk about your past does not define who you are, okay? And because you was accused, it doesn't define who you are.
Amen. Yes,
and this is important. I want to try to get this. I don't know what it's for, but I want to tell you. Because you was tested, that does not define who you are. See, a lot of times people, they want their past life to define who they are. That's not who you are now. You're new in Christ now. Get that in your head. If you don't get anything else, you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to get back to the devil in a moment. But I just want you to know that your past does not define who you are today. So stop allowing the enemy to give you that thought, you know, because you strive, you just don't survive, okay? Don't cheat yourself out of what's yours. Don't do that. Do not allow your past to define who you might have had a bad marriage, but that didn't define who you are. You might have been through some stuff and you thought that was it, and that overwhelmed you to the point that you wanted to give up, and you might have did some things, but that doesn't define who you are today.
Amen, amen.
I don't know who I'm talking to, but the brother spent 25 years in jail. I said, brother, that's because, he said, well, you know, I'm a hard-nosed criminal now. Let me see what he used, the words he used. He was something like institutionalized because he had been to prison. He figured, well, only way I survive is to do something and get back up in there. See, that's the kind of lies that Satan tells. He accuses people. Listen, brother and sister, he is an accuser, okay? He will harass you, okay? He will blame you. He would always set up some kind of blockage. Like the Bible says, he blind your mind. And you don't know, he's really making trouble for you when he brings these different little sermons to you about, oh, well, you know what, you're institutionalized. You've been through this program. You've been through that program. You had this many steps and that many, 12 steps and the 3 steps, and nothing seemed to work. So you just, all he's doing is accusing you. He's like a prosecutor. But let me tell you, brother and sister, that doesn't define you. You're defined by what the Word of God say you are. You're defined because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. See, you're greater.
Amen.
All he can do is bring a different kind of charges, if you will. All he can do is be a troublemaker. All he can do is constantly harass you to God. See, that's what that 12th verse was talking about. We're going to get into it in a moment. He's charging you most of the time with false stuff. Why? Because John 8:44 said he's a liar. And he ain't going to tell no truth no way. Even when he stand before God, like with Job. Satan went up there and he accused Job of not being faithful. He said, oh, well, the only reason he's doing that, Lord, he bringing the sacrifices, he honoring you, he praying. The only reason he's doing that is because you gave him everything. Got the best house. He got the best land. He got them good children. He got all that good stuff. The only reason. But let me have him. Let me have him. And remember, brothers and sisters, a lot of times God allows us to go through tests. But your test doesn't define you. Okay? Just want to tell you that. Amen. Job went through it after being accused. The Bible says that God gave the devil permission. He couldn't do it on his own. Just like when you've been accused, he has permission to do that. And that's only to make you stronger. I told somebody the other day, Kelly Clarkson said, if it don't kill you, is make you stronger. And some of your trials and tribulation, they only make you stronger. It's like, okay, I've been down that street before. I've heard that song. I know how that works.
Amen.
But remember now, the Bible says, even though now Satan, now you got to understand, I just wish I had time to get in and unravel this thing. But let me tell you this. The writer says, I heard a voice in heaven. Now it's come salvation for us. Come at strength now and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. It's like he's knocking at the door.
Amen.
This one is doing that. This one have done that. See, and them angels, so God put a perimeter around there, and he got cherubim angels that can't even get to him. See, because he accused you, that don't mean God listening to it anymore. He ain't listening to it anymore. Now, salvation for us means this. We can rejoice. But now those that don't and can't rejoice is those that the devil have control of. Those that have inhabited the earth and the sea and the side of the mountains. And he said the devil come down to them, he have great wrath. You know why? He know his time is about up. See, he operating in time now. He knows that he has but a short time. He's out of eternity. He down here with us with time. You got to see that. You got to understand that there was a time that he was operating in eternity. He left there. Now he got to operate on man's time. And the Bible says that we overcame him. Got to catch that. We overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And the only reason you got a test so you can have a testimony. And guess what? They love not their lives even unto the death. See, we don't care anything about this life. I mean, we're not into this worldly stuff. See? And because the accuser, which is Satan, he's angry about that. He's mad because that he can't define us now. He can't define who we are. He can't do it. We're defined by what the word of God says, because we're overcomers by what the word says we are. That's how we overcame. You don't leave here and overcome the devil. You got to overcome the devil while you here. You can't wait. You can't wait till you say, well, when I get to heaven, I'm just going to use this for an illustration. So, I mean, don't nobody get, you know, bent out of shape. And I know, you know, I'm not just talking about whatever sin is or whatever you're dealing with. I told you yesterday, we all dealing with some stuff. But whatever you're dealing with, I'm going to use this for an illustration. Like, for instance, say if you're drinking and you're having a problem and you can't put down that bottle, I mean, you drink all day, all night, because there's nothing wrong with a little wine. The Bible tells you in 1 Timothy, even the women's, it's okay in moderation. So I'm not talking about somebody having a drink. Somebody who the drink controlling, you know, somebody who that thing is controlling and you can't get rid of it, shed of it. Well, that's not, that don't mean that you can take it with you when you leave here. No, you got to get rid of it before you leave here. If it's if whatever it is, if it's sex, if it's smoking, if it's drinking, if it's lying, whatever it is that the accuser is accusing you of, you got to get rid of it now. Right now. You're going to bind that thing up, and then you start rejoicing. It had not been written that you got to continue like that. Let me move on. But the Lord said to Satan, "Whence come thou?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." See, Satan appeared in the Garden of Eden in the form of a serpent. Satan uphold, and I want y'all to understand this. His invitation was to strike back at God by defeating God's eternal purpose in man. See, because Satan knew man was to be like God. And I said on yesterday, God wants you just like him. I know that's kind of hard for us to get in our head, but just think about it from a parent perspective. Most parents want their children to look like them. And there's some good stuff about them they want them to have. They want them to have a good job, a good education, whatever good in you, you want your child to have that. And Satan knew that Adam and Eve were going to eventually be just like God. So Satan deceived Eve, mm-hmm. and Adam followed in that fatal choice. Satan entered into the heart of man. This is known as the fall of man. Over there in Genesis 3, you can read it at your leisure. In Genesis 3, God spoke of his plan for redemption in Genesis 3:15, if you remember. So this is the first direct prophecy of Jesus, that his seed of a woman. And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, another example of Satan accusing the earth, accusing us on the earth, is found over there in 1 Chronicles 21:1. Satan's stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. So he's going to always be an accuser. He ain't left anywhere. He ain't gone anywhere. Satan's just like MacArthur. MacArthur, what he said, "And he shall return." He ain't going nowhere. He Amen. Shall return. So you don't Amen. See him. I mean, you may have peace tonight. So it's just to take advantage of that. He'll yes. be there in the morning. He getting his troops together for you. Because that's what he does. He is an accuser of the brother. I'm going to have to make it short today. But I'm going to leave it there. Anybody have any? And we'll pick it up right there tomorrow. Bless God. I know tomorrow is Thankful Thursday. But we'll pick it up right there on Revelation 12. But I do want you all to understand a few things about this. That I think is really, really important. And that's what he does. He accuses the brother. So when I read Revelations 12 and 10, I just think about the woe. This is that third woe. He said, "Now it comes salvation." So if we have salvation, then we have Satan. And I know that's going to be hard for folks to understand that. But if you have salvation, according to Revelation now, if now salvation had come, then the next verse said that we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And listen, brothers and sisters, well, when you've been through it, it's only because you got to have a testimony. And this testimony is all predicated on the word of God.
Amen.
Your testimony,
Amen.
Whatever the word declares you are, that's what you declare. That's your testimony. Whatever the word of God says you are, that's what you are according to the word of God. That's what defines you, not your test. See, your test did not define you. I was tested with COVID, but that didn't define me. You might have been tested with something, but that didn't define you. Your test should not define you. And I just want to tell somebody that. Because I'm telling myself that. You know why? Because I overcame that test. How did I overcome it? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And my testimony was what the word of God is. And I plead the blood over that situation. And every time you do that, you're going to be an overcomer. Whatever it is, you start rebuking to plead the blood over it and watch what Satan does. I mean, you know, that blood thing is rough anyway. Always been there.
Yeah.
It was said, the Bible said it was at midnight when the death angel. Remember God told Moses, said, look at here, Moses, now I want you to put blood over the doorpost. And it's something about blood. I don't want to go there, but it's something about blood. Because life there, the Bible says in Leviticus 17 and 11, the life of the flesh is in the blood. So God told Moses, you put blood over the doorpost. And when the death angel, Renfro, come by and he sees that, he'll move on. That blood will make him go on. Oh, preach, I'm trying to do the best I can. A lot of times, you might ask God to deliver you, and you just ain't plead the blood yet. You got to start putting the blood over it. Every time Satan give you that thing, put the blood over it. Put the blood over it, and he has to flee. I know I'm talking to somebody today. A lot of times, you got to just plead the blood of Christ over your situation. The Bible says, and at midnight, you know, midnight is a notorious hour. Midnight is that time when you start thinking about going home. You've been out all night. At midnight, you want to go home. Midnight is when yesterday become tomorrow, and tomorrow become yesterday. That happened at midnight. The cop seems to be a little bit more radical at midnight. At midnight is a notorious hour. It's nothing like midnight. The Bible says over there in the book of Acts that Paul and Silas was in jail, and at midnight they began to pray and sing, and the angels came. And the Bible says it was about midnight that they began to shake the jail until every brick be disassembled, till every piece be broken apart. The Bible said that was long about midnight. I wish I had a witness here. Midnight is nothing like it. You got to be there at midnight. It's like the change is going on. But at midnight, the death angel rode down through Egypt land. And when they saw that blood, they went the other way, past that house. Some folks don't understand it, but you overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb. Try the blood. Watch it work. Because when them spirits, see, spirits understand spirits. That's what they understand. So when you say, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood, whatever situation, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They understand that. See, your words are spiritual. So when you speak, you speaking to the spirit world. When you speaking, you ever thought about where did my words go? Where did they hit? How far did they go? Oh, you just thought they fell right there in front of your face when you dropped them out of your mouth? No. Your words went into the spirit, into the atmosphere. And Satan angels hear that. I dare you to start complaining. Oh, man, my arm hurt. One of them spirits going to come and encourage you. Yeah, it hurt real bad. It hurt worse now than it did a while ago. Oh, it's getting worse. Oh, God, it's getting worse. I need to go to the... Satan going to send them angels in such a way they're going to accuse you. Instead of saying, by his stripes, I'm healed. I'm healed in the name of Jesus. I'm delivered. Start hearing that. Well, preacher, why I need to do that? Well, I'm glad you asked. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Okay, anybody? I got to get out of here. Anybody? Hallelujah. Press one. Anybody? Okay. Thank you so much, Evangelist William. Anybody?
Amen. Thank you for the word today.
Hallelujah. You're more than welcome.